Hey, I'm Terry Molinaro, and I believe that we as the body of Christ are here for such a time as this. I love to say this, blessed to be a blessing, that we are called to be a light. And look, friends, if we don't do it, if we aren't the light, who's going to be the light? The body of Christ has always been a house of action. And hey, who says we can't have some fun along the way?
Terry, it's Ryan Seacrest. You're in broadcast. I'm trying to be in broadcast, but there's something in common. Good luck to you, Seacrest out.
This is the Church Acts Podcast. Hey there, welcome back to the Church Acts Podcast. I am so excited that you're able to join me again for another episode and trying something a little bit new. So because I come from the broadcast world, we always have like headphones, we're always monitoring audio, we're always, I don't know, playing with fancy like voice, I was going to say modulators, but that's not the right word, processors and things like that. Now I do a little bit of the processing on the voice because I don't want to sound like I'm a 12-year-old version of myself, but not using headphones anymore because I felt, oddly enough, and I don't know, this is just me like rambling on, I felt like I was going into like broadcaster mode and speaking a certain way instead of just speaking like I want to sound on the podcast, like I want to speak just like we're having a conversation, which is what we're doing. So I just want to be more authentic like that. So bye-bye headphones. I have no idea what this sounds like. So if the entire thing is indeed distorted and there's a bunch of background noise, we will not know. We will not know, but that's okay. Well, I won't know. You'll know. You're knowing right now. I guess I will know when, you know, I go to upload this, but anyway, we're moving forward. I had a conversation actually, and it made me think about something, and it kind of kicked off today's episode as you read the title. So I had a conversation with a couple of different people a few months ago where I told them about this, it was almost like a vision that I had. I felt like a person standing in the middle of like a circle of different people. Like there were people all around me, right? And this was kind of like in the vision that I had. I don't remember if it was like a dream when I was sleeping or whatever, but each person had a rope that was connected to me directly. And they were all like pulling, like one person would pull and then one person would pull and they were all pulling at different intervals. And I felt like maybe I was being pulled in one direction. So then like, okay, as I was being pulled, I started to walk towards that person who was pulling. Then all of a sudden, before I could even reach them, someone else would pull on me, and then, okay, then I would switch my attention over there, and then I would like walk towards that other person. What I realized from a top-down view is that, in fact, I was like going nowhere while trying to go everywhere all at once, and I was just ineffective as a result of that. And I felt like that had to directly, I feel like that just directly spoke to where I was in life at that time, because it felt like, okay, like, I have this idea, so then I'm going after this, and then all of a sudden this person needs me and then they pull on me. So before I can actually accomplish what I wanted to do, boom, I'm over here. And all of a sudden something else needs my attention. Someone's asking me for help and all these different things. And I felt like at the end of the day, I wasn't actually accomplishing what I need to accomplish. Let's talk about Dave Ramsey, because I have this gift where I could somehow incorporate Dave Ramsey into everything. It's like some pastors I know, they can make anything spiritual, which, you know, that's, like, we'll leave that for another topic for a different time. But, you know, they're always just can like find something where it's like, oh, you know, the credit card declined. And it's like, oh, you know, it's okay because we go through the valley of the, like, I don't know. They go off on their things. But anyway, Dave Ramsey, if you don't know him, he is like a famed finance guru, famous for helping people get out of debt. And personally, his teachings and Ramsey Solutions, they've like changed my wife and I's finances. If it wasn't for his plan, I don't believe that we would be where we are and where we will continue to go and where we will be in the future. His teaching is interesting because I know a lot of people in the financial world have these big opinions about leveraging debt, doing all sorts of things to maximize every single interest point and like every single dollar. And where Dave Ramsey and his plan really differs, besides the obvious like no debt thing, is he focuses on behavior change and identity change, right? So he teaches things like being what he calls gazelle intense. When you're in those early stages of debt payoff, you really need to be laser focused in on what you want to do. And when Meg and I did that, when we were going through this process, it was insane what we were able to accomplish because we really honed in on what we wanted. We had a plan. We just hit it with everything we had. which is how we became debt free and paid for a wedding that was relatively expensive so fast. I'm amazed. It was less than a year and it was like, boom, we just hit it so hard and we got it done. I even look at fitness transformations. One of my favorite things to see for some reason are these like fitness transformations, whether it's like on TikTok or YouTube or something, the shorts there, the before and after ones. You usually have like a woman or a girl or a guy who's just really overweight. And then boom, a year later or like two later, they look like completely different people. What happened? These people were intentional. I've actually been in a space for long enough to know that there is no secret formula or secret pill. I meant like I haven't been in a space like I'm in the space, like fitness space, and been working out myself and nutrition. Like I realized that there is no secret formula or secret pill that you can take. You're not going to take like a spoonful of collagen, whatever the current trends are, and then wake up in a drastically different place. Just like in any other area of your life, though, you have to start and then you will inevitably, you know, go into like the learning and the failure phases. If you don't quit there, but then keep optimizing, keep pushing, keep learning, you'll eventually reach your goals. All those examples. So when it comes to finances and when it comes to nutrition are really to talk about the point that our focus, what we are going towards or not going towards, is extremely simple and it's extremely important. Focus on the basics. How is your sleep? How is your health? How is your relationships and your finances? Can you then, after determining whatever area is causing you issues, find ways to very simply start to steer that in a positive way? Once the basics are moving in the right direction, you'll be able to really go out and do whatever it is that you need to do. When I talk about the basics, think like very base level. When I talk about health, maybe you're overwhelmed at the thought of going to the gym or losing all this weight. Well, start by making it through a gallon of water every day. How about that? You know, start by maybe stopping to drink soda of any kind. Bare minimum basics will start to stack in your favor. I'm convinced that if people even start with upping their water, they'd be in a much better place with their health. You know, when you're hydrated properly, think about it. You don't experience as much brain fog, if any. You're more energized. You know, your body as a machine and whole will function much better. Why is mastering the basics so important? And I'm going to get in a few minutes to where I started thinking about this idea of getting back to the basics. But why is mastering the basics so important, especially people in ministry? Well, recently, we all have heard a lot of people who have gone through what is described by many as burnout. You have to ask, though, how did they get there? I don't want it to feel like I'm attacking anyone here, so I'll just start with a personal example. I remember I was feeling unproductive for a little bit. It was weird. This is a little while ago because I wanted to be productive so badly. I didn't want to be lazy. Like, I do not associate myself with someone lazy by any means. I wasn't looking for my life to be filled with nothing and just ease, but I just didn't know what to do to move anything forward. Like, remember even when I was talking about like that vision, that's kind of where I was, where it's like, okay, I don't know what to do. Do I do this? Okay, go towards it. Okay. Oh shoot. Now like, I can't do that because someone else is pulling me in this other direction. So I did probably what a lot of people are tempted to do. I started to muster up inspiration and go after the big goals that I had. I wanted to increase my monthly revenue in my business to this big number. You know, I'll just say it, like I wanted to be at $20,000 of monthly recurring revenue. I wanted to, you know, start filming my podcast and put it on YouTube. I wanted to do some renovations to my studio to expand the size of it. I wanted to buy this new equipment, so on and so forth. What was I really doing here? My mind was alerting me that there was something not right. So I then tried to remedy that issue with being busy doing the lofty things to try and achieve some sort of success to keep propelling me forward. What do you think would have happened if I continued that way though? I think I would have eventually lost all of the creativity and willpower I had left and would have gone to some like pretty dark places, probably thinking that I could never really achieve certain things, you know, coming up with some false narratives that if I left unchecked could have really warped my perspective. Why? Because I actually was not dealing with the base level issues. This is what we're talking about today when it comes to dealing with the basics. Now, what I did do instead, and this is how I came to the idea of this podcast, is I was asking God for help. I was just on a drive. It wasn't even eloquent or like pretty. I just asked God for help, saying that I know that He's with me, but I felt alone and I really needed wisdom. And here's the wisdom that I got, which is what today's episode was based off of, as I mentioned. The wisdom was to look at the basics. you're feeling overwhelmed. I was in that moment. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to turn. I recognized that there was opportunity all around me, and it felt like, you know, grasping the wind. Like, it felt like I couldn't actually take a hold of any of these opportunities and implement things. And when I was at this point, I'm like, God, what do I do? And the wisdom was, hey, look at your basics. When I did, I realized that in almost all of the basic areas in my life, I was either lacking or there were some that I were just flat out ignoring. I wasn't being consistent with my health at this point, nutrition or physical fitness wise in that season. My Bible reading and time in prayer and devotion was about zero. I wasn't drinking water. I wasn't getting as much sleep as I should. My house was in disorder. I started to see how all of these things adding up mounted, you know, more and more and more stress and more pressure, how all of them combined and neglected was just constantly setting me up to fail in every single area, because the basics are foundational. Remember that. The basics are foundational. I live in an area with a lot of newer houses. Across the road from me, there's this guy who has an incredible yard. He's always out there with some new tool that I then have to like Google to even figure out what in the world this man is doing. I thought it was like a rake, but it's what's that thing called? A dethatcher. I was like, what is happening here? It's got some like a rake with like blades on the end. Recently, he hired a company to build a second story deck for like a barbecue and some lounge chairs. Now, underneath that deck, there are three beams, like three main pillars, like holding it up. Foundational structural beams. What if I took a sledgehammer and just started going to town on those beams until they fell apart? Well, as each foundational beam fell, the less stable the entire deck would become. Take out all the beams and the deck could not stand and fulfill its purpose. See, the base level things in our lives as leaders and ministers and whatever you do are so important. These beams, these pillars in our lives, they're not flashy though, right? So when we want to drive progress, we forget about them and try to fix symptoms by filling our days and purchasing distractions. But really, it's the base level foundational things that you are, that things that are and will forever be important rather. So let me ask you to think about your own life right now in terms of the basics. Think about the order of your house, the things that have gone unfixed maybe. I was talking with someone not too long ago who is just mentioning that their dishwasher had been broken. It was causing them all this stress. And it's like, listen, that is something that is taking up mental room because your house is not in order. Think about your budget financially. Do you even have a budget? Think about your body, the temple of the Holy Spirit. How's your fitness level? How's your health? See, God could give you this massive calling on your life, but if you're not actually physically able and healthy enough to get up on stages, and I mean that both mentally and physically, listen, what are you going to do? Are you stewarding that gift well? It's not enough to just watch YouTube videos. It's not enough to just write the world's best sermon, right? Do you drink water or just joke about how much coffee you drink? Talking about health again. How about the relationship with the husband or wife that you swore to uphold and cherish when you made a vow before God when you got married? Odds are in an area or maybe even multiple, there's some work that's needed. Now, press pause on the ministry or on your job or business. What if those areas were mended and healed and prioritized? Like, what if, fast forward, your finances were in order, spending was under control? What if you finally lost the weight and had unlimited energy like you were young again because the diet was good and nutrition was great? What if your house was suddenly in order? No clutter, things had its place. You would wake up, have the clothes laid out already that you looked great in. The nutrition, as I mentioned, dialed in so you weren't getting sick. You had like a thriving relationship with the person that has committed their life to you instead of this, like some people, you know, going to like this prostitution on OnlyFans essentially, or like perverted fantasies with pornography. Instead, you were filled and ready to do every single good work that God has called you specifically to do because you spent so much time with him in prayer and through devotions that your spirit was alert and no longer asleep. Would not your life be so primed and ready to accomplish all that God has placed in your heart to do? I'm going to ask you that again. If you did all those basic things, if the foundation of your house and your life was in order, would you not, and would not your life be so primed and ready to accomplish all that God had placed on your heart to do? I honestly wonder if we did that, how we could not see this world on fire for God and accomplish all that he's calling us to as leaders, yes, but also as individuals. But it starts with taking care of the basics. So let me ask you this. Think about the main areas that we spoke about today. Relationships, finances, fitness, health, your relationship with God, most importantly, what areas would you say you're having a tough time with? What areas maybe haven't received the proper attention in way too long? Now, what can you do to start putting everything else on pause as you address these things? Start to think about all these areas. Like, honestly, do this. I know sometimes it's so easy in a podcast world. We're just consume. And we're never implementing things. At least that's the case with me sometimes, based on the ratios of how much I consume versus implement at times. But actually think about it. Like, what areas are causing you ongoing stress? I was talking with one person and they kept bringing up financial stuff. And I was like, okay, let's say financial stuff is all of a sudden taken care of. What does your life look like? And all the stress that came with the lack of finances for this person, man, their life would look drastically different if they took care of that area. So what area can you take care of and put things in place to address things? The basics matter. And that's really what God was showing me. Sometimes we can get really distracted and we try to chase these things, but like, just like that vision, I'm getting pulled here, I'm getting pulled there. We're not actually really accomplishing anything because the basics aren't there, right? We don't have like those base level things in place. They are what we build our lives on. If we don't have the foundation, like the house falls apart. So let me encourage you to take some time, think about it, set your life in order, start putting these things in place. You will not miss out on something, right? Forget about FOMO. Just press pause for like even a few months, start putting things in place. Rather, if you do that, you'll set yourself up to be effective. Effective as a leader, effective as a husband or wife, effective as, you know, a parent, whatever it is, as you keep going out there and being a man or woman of action. God bless, friends.